Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how the world unfolds, how the stars map how our world unfolds. This is Heather Roland Robin speaking to you tonight from a very nippy Montana, and I am joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz joining from, yes, hello, can you hear me?
And where are you calling
York City,
in from?
I'm calling in from Manhattan. We're getting snow.
Wow.
We're hoping to break a streak of 701 days without significant snow.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens. It's just
wonderful.
Starting.
701 days since it snowed last? Wow.
And
yes,
we're joined by Ann. Yeah,
Ann apparently down here in Florida. I'm in Florida where it's cloudy and 65, no snow.
Oh, but yeah. You got sharks.
But we had some fog. We had some fog. Does that count?
Yes,
yeah,
it does. We're minus
it's
19 tonight.
Minus 19, wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to be the last of the really, really cold days? That's without the wind. Right. This is the last of the really cold days. It's down to minus 28. And it got up to minus 5 in the daytime and went down. And this is probably the coldest week all year. Now we're heading into some snowstorms that has to warm up for it to snow. And, you know, so we see that tonight with the moon conjunct Neptune in Pisces. We're feeling deeply and emotions are strong. We might feel drifty. And I think of have to go through the snow to vote, you know, in Iowa tonight for the caucuses. And I think of the comments that Trump made this afternoon that where he said, I don't care if it's the last thing you do, die afterwards, but vote for me first. I'm not kidding. And he was like, you know, it's okay if you have to risk your life. And I was like, wow, that's real leadership, huh? It's really showing you
but,
care about the people.
But wait a minute. That was an honest statement. We're not used to that from him.
Right. Exactly. That was an honest statement. And it's also this week, the Sun conjuncts Pluto, and then they both go into Aquarius on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a real turning point, and that may be when a few candidates say, okay, I'm done. I think it's going to be a week, you know, between that, the Sun-Pluto conjunction and both entering Aquarius and Mercury coming to conjunct Mars in Capricorn, that'll be exact next week. There's a lot of important decisions being made now, and like how do we work with those? What are you seeing with that, Anne? I'm hearing a lot
I was kind of looking at it. There's also tomorrow is a very crabby day with the moon in Aries and all that. A lot of contention in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of people are really feeling like, you know what, I'm kind of done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. So, you know, we just had one of Trump's lawyers quit. The guy that did the E. Jean Carroll case, the first one. I think... And also when I'm listening to clients, a lot of them are kind of at decision points. They're like, I'm kind of done with this. I don't want to do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of done with this. I don't want to do it. So it's an interesting time because it does feel like a lot of stuff is shifting. Yeah. And I'm letting go of this.
Like
because, yeah, I'm letting go of this.
I
don't want to do it. Huh? Say again.
The image I get. It's like the great divide. You know, there's a line through the mountains where a drop of water falls on one side or the other, and it heads west or it heads east. And
the continental divide, Pluto,
The continental divide. And there is that feeling of I'm either going this way or I'm going that way, and I'm all in.
And if you can't see which way you're going, I'm hearing a lot of anxiety, a tad of depression, because this energy really wants a goal. And it wants to get somewhere and wants a place to do, a thing to do. And so I'm saying to the people, if you don't have a long-term goal that you're shooting for at the moment, if you do have a long-term goal, put in work the next few weeks. This is really productive, juggernaut-type time. Tomorrow could be really unsubtle actions. Watch that people will, you will see what people really mean to do in their actions tomorrow and the next day. But for the next couple of weeks, you know, if there's any decisions being made at your work, stay really involved and visible. But if you don't have a place to go and a thing to do, clean a drawer. Decide you're going to rest that day and rest. You know, set a small, doable goal and do it, and you won't. And it will help you sort out the bigger picture.
Yeah. It's like baby steps, leading steps, you know.
Foothills to the Himalayas.
I had a friend who used to say, "The slower you go, the quicker you get there."
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like that slow and steady.
Yeah.
You know, but it's you're working on getting there, and I think that's part of the energy of this moon in Aries that's fast. And also, Mars is on Faces, F-A-C-I-E-S, which is a fixed star. It was on it on the new moon, but today, you know,
that's
it's parallel.
Not Faces, that's Faces,
right. Faces, right, yeah, F-A-C-I-E-S. And it is a very determined, focused, laser-like direction energy. So it's
echoing all the other planets.
Focus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with Mars is also out of bounds, and it also rules the moon in Aries. So the moon in Aries, you know, is going to be very out of bounds Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we get to the end of the week and it kind of comes down a little. But, yeah, very intense energy this week. So.
Yeah, it is. And, again, if you've got places to go and things to do, it can really power you there. But one of the things that I'm noticing is it's very executive function energy, which means I'm hearing a lot of people complaining that their mother-in-law, their mother, their boss, their mate is telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say we have to really do our own homework instead of telling everybody else what to do and where to go. Even tempting as it might be to be the chess master here, do it through ourselves, or be clear about keeping it in I statements rather than telling other people what to do. Is that what you're saying? Especially on the moon in Aries, because, you know, they'll just tell you to go sit
down. Yeah, especially the moon in Aries. It's really true. There's a real bossy energy.
Yeah.
I'm your boss.
I
see what it is you need to do.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Unsolicited.
And you better do it, too. Right? It's got a little threat to it. Yeah.
I'm a little worried because of that. For relationships that are somewhat abusive, or the relationships where one person tends to undermine the other out of their own insecurity, that can be a real issue this week. So notice when people are getting pushy and manipulative. Don't let them go there, but it may be like, how do you notice, like, what are you really insecure about here? To talk to them about what's underneath. If they're just having a bad spell, that can get down to the real work. You know, the Capricorn often feels like it has to prove itself. For really dangerous relationships that are really dangerous, it might be a good time to take a break, go take a visit. You know, just know when to step aside rather than confront, because it's a really pushy energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very pushy and bossy. Like, you know, and I mean, you know, part of it is when you're having that coming at you, it's kind of understanding it's got a little bit of a, I don't want to say an edge to it, but it has, because you're also, the other part of it is people are not wanting to be bossed around. So it's you can't tell me what, you know, the bossy people are very happy bossing, but the people that are being bossed around are really not in the mood to be bossed around, right? So that's the other part of it. It's like, all right, how does that work? And then coming up with another way of handling it, really, for lack of a better word, because the energy is hard to maneuver with this much fiery energy coming at you. And there's not a lot of air in the sky. So there isn't, you know, people aren't really feeling like their communications are even being heard. With Mercury, but Mercury's still in his retrograde shadow till the 21st, so you're also can still be hearing from your ghosts and from people from your past, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a hard week, I think. It's a little bit hard on planet Earth this week.
I agree.
The mistake with some of these boss situations, the mistake is to think that I will prove that I'm my own boss by resisting you. In other words, fighting against the outside boss. And really what it is, you have to ignore that outside boss, let them do whatever they're doing, and find your own power from within. So you choose your direction. And if that takes you away from them, so much the better.
Right.
And the probably will take you away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely will. Yeah. And that's okay. You know, there's an energy of it. Like, you're kind of like ready to go anyway. You know, fine. If you don't want to do it, fine, I'll leave. That kind of energy.
Yes, exactly.
That's that Mercury and Mars.
Mercury and Mars.
Can make it, and that it peaks on the 28th. So we tend to kind of go, you know, we're in or we're out. I'm asking people before they cut out a relationship, see if they can cut out a habit. Before they walk off the job, see if they can fix it. Like, start with the smaller decisions and work your way up, because it can feel very, you know, there are many forks in the road that we'll be looking at the next couple of weeks. But some of them, they may feel like a fork in the, like we have to make a permanent decision. That's an illusion. That's just the pressure of the planets making it so that we feel like there's an artificial deadline or a timeline that we have to push and that we need to give it a bit more room. So that's what I'm seeing in that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. We do have more room because Pluto's just shifting into Capricorn, out of Capricorn into Aquarius until September. So he's saying, I'm going to give you a good dose of Pluto, and then I'm going to change, and you get to think about things for the next 9 months and figure out how you want to solve them and what you want that to look like, you know? So.
Shall we take a few callers and see how we can apply it to their case? Because we haven't for the last few weeks.
Yeah, let's see what's
going on. That's a good idea.
Remember to raise your hand and by hitting 1 if you want to be in our caller line. And hello, area code 424781. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my birthday is May
7th,
1964. Yes. And Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Time?
And I'm at 10:30 a.m., that's what I was told.
And Trenton.
Is that
1954? Oh, 64. 64.
Okay.
And was Trenton or Princeton?
Oh, Trenton.
Princeton, okay, yeah.
Oh, no, Trenton, New Jersey, T-R-E-N.
T-R-E-N.
Trenton. T-O-N.
Yeah, it's kind of fuzzy on the line tonight. So we have your birth info. What's your question? You said
I spoke to you all in October. And about housing, and I put an application in last week for an apartment, and I was wondering if anything in my chart sees a move in February or late February. Is it possible? Because I don't know if I'm going to be getting it, but I put an application in.
Yes, in a few days, your progressed moon, which has been in Taurus, you know, sort of settled for the last 2.5 years, enters Gemini. And that when that enters Gemini, the chances of movement are a lot better. And in the process, it'll be forming a trine to Pluto, and that can be a death and rebirth of the home. At least that's what I see. It looks really good for a move soon. What do you say?
It looks like a good move, a good choice for me, because last time I picked a bad place to move to. I just want to hope I get into a place that I like living in.
What do you think you missed? What signals did you miss? Because it looks like sometimes you can be a little idealistic and not always see the problem.
It was COVID time, and I wasn't allowed to see it before I could go in there. I could sign the lease. And we have mold in here, and it's just so many problems in the house. Like, they didn't fix anything. It wasn't cleaned. It was a mess.
Neptune was conjunct your moon on and off for the last couple of years. It's been pulling away. And I think that while Neptune was exactly conjunct your moon earlier last couple of years, it would have been very hard to see what was going on. And mold is a real problem with Neptune moon aspects. So I don't think that's going to happen this time. Neptune will be coming to square your Venus. There's kind of like some emotional decisions to make here about other places. Pluto is square your Mars right now, and that's a real anxiety about what you want to do. But that's cleared by Sunday. So yeah. I think, January 23rd on, it looks like a clear decision. What do you say, Mark and Ann?
Yeah, I would agree, and also that, that the energy of her chart really wants a fresh start, so she's really, that piece is super important, plus progressed Mercury is on her, rules her node of fate, or rules her Venus, so that usually indicates I find something I like, and you also are having Uranus on your Sun, which is going to station at the end of the week and on your Jupiter, so that usually is... It's going to station on the 27th, so that usually is, let's go forward, new beginnings. So I think it looks really positive for this new chapter,
And it's just going to be a week.
I agree with Heather, you hear quickly,
Right.
Okay, that sounds
good. You probably won't hear until about the 23rd, but go ahead, Mark.
When you get ready to make a decision, spend some time relaxing before you make it, actually touch the button. Don't push the button until you, take a spa day. Go and relax. Let yourself feel good. And you'll make the right decision.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Can I have one more question? Sorry, go ahead.
Which starts a new 12-year cycle, too, which is nice. That's literally today. What was your one more question?
Okay. It's a health question. I remember Anne was saying she had health problems too. I recently spotted for just a short time. It was the day of the new moon. And so I'm going to the doctor's on the 30th to have it checked out. And does everything look, I know I have a polyp, I have fibroids, I have, always had menstrual problems, but I'm in past menopause now. So anything in my chart that says anything about that?
It looks more like stress-related disorders. You've got that maybe, the Pluto square Mars and Pluto in conjunct Venus in your 12th house. That, I think there's more. You've been under a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. Your hormones way off, right? Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to be lightening up. I'm not that worried about that view. What do you see?
Okay, that's good.
Any of you two have a comment on that?
Yeah, I think probably a DNC, which isn't a big deal. If you have polyps and stuff, you've got Uranus on your Sun.
Part of that.
Fresh
start.
Your Sun. And then the new moon was right at the bottom of your health house, meaning it was just about to leave. So it said, hey, pay attention to me. And then the next new moon is 20 Pisces. There's a 20 Pisces moon on your moon in Pisces, and then there's one in Aquarius. So I don't think there's anything bad, but having just had my little spotting, which led to stuff, you've got Mercury on the south node. So we always pay attention to those when our body does weird things. And one of the things my doctor said was a lot of people spot and don't they go, oh, I'm getting my period again, not realizing, no, no. So it's always good to check it out. But I think it's probably a polyp.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Like, because I know I do have a polyp there. So it was just something with the polyp. Or the, I have fibroids, too. But
Yeah.
But you
well, they have a lot. They have a lot of treatments. That's what I thought mine was a fibroid. And actually, my fibroid was well behaved. But they have a lot of treatments for fibroids now that they. When I had mine, originally diagnosed 30 years ago, they didn't have any treatment. Now they've got a lot. They do all sorts of, you know, cauterization and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's good. It's probably two fibroids. And or two, maybe a fibroid and a polyp. So I think there's a little work to be done in there, but I wouldn't worry about it. I think they figure it out pretty quickly.
And so. I think that when you get to your new house and your stress level goes down, you will start to just find that all your hormones begin to even out. But because Neptune's involved in this pattern, really, you know, get all the facts you can, and. It's always good to check it out rather than worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Great. You take care.
Yeah. And again,
great. When you
find yourself going into that worry mode, take the day off and just relax. Do whatever it is for you.
It's so hard to relax. I'm such an anxiety-prone person. I guess Pisces moon, I'm full of anxiety.
Yep. Right.
Exactly.
And that's why.
Yeah.
That's exactly why Mark is saying that, you know, that's an exercise for you. It's a real work to relax, but your body needs you to hit that reset button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
You too. Keep us posted.
Okay, well, bye-bye.
And here we go. Hello, area code 310-866. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. So my birth date and time and all the things?
Yes.
Yeah.
11/28/1970. Oh, shoot. My birth time is, 5:50 a.m. Los Angeles, California.
And Los Angeles. And what would you like to know tonight?
Just kind of looking ahead for the year ahead kind of thing.
Any particular parts? Because there's a lot to cover.
I would say employment, work, kind of work opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Are you working now and want to change?
I'm just wondering if that could be in the cards. I'm hoping that could be a possibility.
Yeah. And
really?
Is your work, you know, you're so good at really moving on a regular basis, like movement and talking to strangers and reaching out. But you're in an unusually introverted time with your progressed moon in Scorpio right near your Venus. So you haven't felt quite as confident and out there as you normally do.
Very true. I don't like even sharing at this point. I'm kind of keeping it all in, and I'm okay with that. I usually vent and will overshare, but...
And you'll be back to that, don't worry. But, you know, Saturn has been squaring your moon, your sun, and it's about to finish King Square, your sun. So you've been, you know, you've had a lot of maturity, have a lot of growing up to do. It wouldn't matter if you were 80, and I would say that to you with a Saturn square.
Okay.
You know,
that
it's stepping into the next level of your maturity over this last winter. But the, you know, within a few months, that Saturn is off, and you've got a little bit more room to move. You may try, you know, it may be 20 months before your progressive moon leaves Scorpio, and you really feel like you're raring to go and out there again. There's some good work on the inside. So your work kind
20
of...
20 months? That's a long
you know,
time. 20,
no, it's not long to be... It's not saying that you can't be yourself during this time. It's just that the work of this time is more internal and behind the scenes and researching instead of front lines, which you normally are.
Yeah.
What's your line of work?
I'm a teacher. I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, perfect. You know, everybody... we should all be so lucky as to have a Neptune, Moon, Sun, yeah. and Mercury in Sagittarius preschool teacher. Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
So it looks like the problem has been not that your job is the problem, but that the organization that you're in, that you're a part of, has been uncomfortable lately.
Yes. Yes.
Progress moon in the 12th. What do you see, Anne, as far as that's concerned?
I hit my button and I hung up on the show, so I need her birth data again.
11/28/1970.
Okay, hang on. I got the LA part, so 1970.
Okay,
and then the time?
5:50 a.m. 5:50 a.m. Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, I got that part.
And so while you're working on that, Mark, what do you think about that lineup of Sagittarius and her progress moon in Scorpio in the 12th house as far as helping her come out to the world and connect and change jobs?
You need to move gently but firmly. And every step you take, let it be gentle and firm. Because if you if you're not gentle, you get opposed by people who have authority around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you need to be gentle, but at the same time firm. And they'll respond. Mm-hmm. People that are in authority, they will respond to your firmness positively. You're not always convinced that that's true. You know, there's a holding back on the firmness. So go ahead and experiment with being firm.
Okay.
Just take it as an exercise.
Thank you.
And I see that Uranus hits your seventh house cusp this summer. And that means that you're changing who you're working with and how you're working with them. It's going to come back and talk to that. To your sixth house, you know, daily work in next winter, and then be completely out of the way in next April. So there's a good chance that you might be changing jobs this summer, or this summer or next summer, but for soon. What do you say, Anne?
Yeah, having the Pluto. You're having the Pluto trine Pluto, and you're also having the Pluto aspect in your chart, your aspect in your progressed midheaven. So to me, that's like power struggles with groups. So this summer, April, when April, when Jupiter and Uranus meet up at 22 on your descendant, they're going to be like, hey, I think I want to go do something else. So I wouldn't be, and your progressed sun is 29 cap, so it's getting Pluto on it. I wouldn't be surprised if you said, okay, I need a new school or I need a new gig. I would like you to do writing. Are you doing writing? Because you've got great aspects for writing, like a kid's book or experiences.
Nobody likes it. I try to implement it where I am, and it's not their style. So,
well, you're not going to do it where you are, but do it in the world. Get it out in the world.
Okay.
A prophet is never heard in their own country. You've got a great chart for telling stories and getting people interested, and you have an excellent chart for writing. So I would do that and not do it in your school, but do it in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
And that gets you a whole new creative cycle that because you're starting a new 13-year cycle of going out in the world more, and your Jupiter in Scorpio is getting activated, like, okay, where's my storyteller in here? She's a teller of stories and a teller of tales. Mm-hmm. And so if you wrote children's books or did children, you just have a lot of ideas. So I would sit with that progressed moon behind the scenes and really sketch out, like, what if you could design a perfect world, what would it look like? And then write books that describe it.
It turns out our time is up. We've got another 20
minutes.
No
problem. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you and good luck. We look forward to your books. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Wolf signing.
Get it? You there, Mark? Okay.
And
Ann Ortley signing off from Boca Ciega Bay on a
wonderful
cloudy 64-degree temperature night. Yay!
Yay! We hope to see you soon. And we may be changing our podcast, but you'll see us put a notice up on this board if that's so. We'll take care.
Yeah, we'll shift. All right, take care. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.